Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Curtin, who's Vice President of Sales with Shaw Living, which is Shaw's rug business. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. I saw you briefly Friday at the Atlanta Rug Market. As a matter of fact, you were meeting with Nebraska Furniture Mart, so I agreed to do this on the phone later. I walked the show on Friday, and it is the summer show, which is not quite as busy as the winter show, right?
That's correct. Summer show is probably, I would say, from a percentage standpoint, 60% of what the winter show would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you all do have a very large space on the sixth floor. So as I was walking the show, several things that I saw was a lot more color. Shag's still important. What are some other trends that are out there for rugs?
You just said it. Color, shags, and a lot of texture as well. A lot of different textures, like flat weaves, that type of look. But color is the big word of the day.
Sometimes when people are buying rugs, they either want it to be an accent rug, they want it to stand out and be bold, and sometimes they want it to be kind of the background and let the furniture or something else in the room stand out. But with what I saw, it looks like things are getting much bolder for rugs.
Yeah, the business is getting better. We've seen it over the past 18 months, and over the past six, we've seen a dramatic increase in the demand of rugs. And one thing that you mentioned, Kep, that is glaring is that the fact that the consumer is looking at the rug for the color in the room. Mm-hmm. If you look at the popular colors today of broadloom carpet and paint, you're seeing a lot of gray, you're seeing a lot of taupe, you're seeing a lot of neutral looks. And the accent colors is coming from the accessory, and that's the rug, the vase, the picture, and there's a lot of color pop coming too.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been through this rough recession about 6 or 7 years, and we saw some pretty serious price erosion for what a 5x8 rug sells for. Tell us what's going on there and kind of what the sweet spot is.
Over the course of the past, like you said, 6, 7, or 8 years, we didn't think we'd ever see the bottom. Mm-hmm. And today we're starting to see that creep back up. I would say the sweet spot of retail today is back up to maybe $250 to $300. Mm-hmm. On a 5x8, where, you know, three or four years ago, we didn't know where it was going to end up. But it's starting to creep back up. The consumer's looking for more quality and more color. They're not looking for that four-color machine-made rug anymore. They're looking for maybe a texture, and it can be machine-made. It can be anything, frankly, but they're looking for a higher quality rug with a lot of color.
But on the upper end of the market, you know, it used to be hand-knotted, and that's kind of going away, isn't it?
Well, you know, that customer's changed. I hate to say that will go away. It's a work of art, and it's something that's part of America and in the past, in fact, the world, if you will. But I hate to say it's going away, but it certainly has been diminished. There's a lot of different looks out there you can get from machine-made, hand-tufted, a great value. I think that the heirloom rug will continue to be there. There's a customer out there for that rug. But for the everyday customer that's changing out rugs, sometimes even seasonally, they're looking for a lower-priced rug, not a cheap rug, a lower-priced rug that's got the colors that they're looking for that day.
And with some of these over-dyeing processes, you can actually machine make a rug that looks hand-knotted, can't you?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of processes out there that can make a rug look fantastic. Our space-dyed nylons with their raw brush effects look like handmade wool. Yeah. If you look at it from a proper distance, there's some incredible looks out there today that relic themselves towards a handmade rug.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about a move that you guys made last year. I've done an interview on it already. I guess it was beginning of the year or so. Shaw Living reached out to the Tuftech sales force, which is a nationwide sales force, and you aligned yourselves, so you've got a lot more feet on the street, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, we got about 110 people out there selling rugs every day for us, managed by 7 area rug managers. And it's a dedicated sales force. Their primary focus is, of course, Tuftechs, but then they also were very, very happy and ecstatic, frankly, to have the Shaw Living line to go along with Tuftechs. And it's a good marriage. Tuftechs is always, in fact, I came from the Tuftechs division,
right,
and I can tell you their focus is color, fashion, and design. And that's exactly what Shaw Living's focus is. So it's a good marriage. It's working extremely well, and we're very, very excited about it.
Well, one side effect might have been that the Tuftex focus might have gotten lost, and you might have seen an increase in rug sales and a decrease in Broadloom Tuftex products, but that hadn't been the case, has it?
No, not at all. This has been an opportunity for the Tuftex salesperson just to talk about one more thing. It's an add-on sale, and they haven't lost their focus at all on Broadloom. It's been a very positive from both sides of the spectrum. And above and beyond that, we've brought an opportunity to the Tuftex rug line and their custom rug opportunities, which is huge, and it's a great opportunity. We've brought them a line of customers that they didn't have before.
Yeah, actually, let me comment about that. I think many people will remember the Chic de Chic product that came out 5 or 6 years ago, and now there's a product called Bling that's, I guess, the next generation of it. And so Tuftex was selling that. It's a Broadloom product that they were selling as a rug. And
right.
And so they were already kind of comfortable selling rugs, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And then, of course, led by Mike Arai at Tuftex, they birthed the custom rug opportunity, which basically takes every Tuftex Broadloom product that they can make it into any type of rug you want, fabricate it any size you want. If we can fabricate it with any edge treatment you want, we can make it any size you want. It's a great program, and we've got an incredible product out there, an incredible device out there called the Custom Calculator, which is available on ShawFloors.com and available basically to any retailer that signs up for it. And that gets you right into the custom rug business.
Well, you just said .com. It brings me up one last question. The whole rug market has changed thanks to the internet. A lot of product is being sold on the internet. How does Shaw Living handle that?
Well, we do sell on the internet, but we're very adamant about our MAP pricing. We control our pricing with a MAP pricing, and we watch it very closely, and we enforce it very closely. And we've been able to work well with our brick and mortar and get that internet business as well. The vast majority of the internet retailers want to get the MAP pricing, and sometimes we just got to police some of the others that need to work on it a little bit, if you will.
And MAP stands for minimum advertised price, right?
That's correct.
All right, so I've caught you right after the Atlanta market, and I guess you probably haven't even unpacked your bag because you have to head off to Vegas to do the world market, right?
That's correct. That's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then High Point is another market you go to, and when is that?
That is in October.
October. All right, Jim. Well, it's good to talk to you. Appreciate the update on the market. Again, we've been talking to Jim Curtin, who's Vice President of Sales with Shaw Living, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.